With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Physician shortages are expected to get worse over the next decade in California, but in rural and inner city areas, it's already happening. In the Inland Empire, the number of physicians needs to double just to reach the recommended amount to serve the population. As part of our California Dream collaboration looking at solutions, CalMatters' Elizabeth Aguilera reports from Riverside.
Dr. Mozen Bajwa has been treating Cecilia Jimenez since he was a resident physician in training.
Hi. Hi, Cecilia. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good to see you.
I know.
It was Dr. Bajwa who discovered a cancerous tumor on her neck and helped her get treatment after years of trying to figure out why she was losing her ability to walk. It's been 5 years, and Bajwa, now an attending physician, is her doctor at the Moreno Valley Community Health Center.
So I wanted to make sure we got the results of the CT scans to go over those together. The good news is that everything looks very stable.
I was like so nervous to hear those results, so scared. But I knew I wanted to hear them from you.
Bajwa is considered a success story in Riverside County's effort to grow, recruit, and retain primary care doctors in the region. It's a huge priority here.
The Inland Empire region has one of the lowest ratios of physicians.
Dr. Jeffrey Leung is the ambulatory medical director for the county's university health system.
And that creates a number of challenges.
Like not being able to find a doctor or waiting a long time for an appointment.
When we have delays in care, that can result in sort of chronic illnesses or acute illnesses that become worse.
Leung helps oversee a residency program here that aims to keep graduates local. Physicians tend to practice where they train or where they are from. Dr. Adolfo Aguilera is the associate director of that residency program.
If they're here to stay, they're going to want to make sure that they are providing the best care that they can, that they are essentially trying to build the program so that we're able to outreach to our community and serve their needs.
A new medical school was opened in 2013 at UC Riverside, specifically to train doctors to serve the local area. The county and medical school have partnered to expand the long-standing residency programs, and medical school students and residents regularly reach out to local middle and high schoolers to get them into the pipeline. Dr. Mozen Bajwa is part of that outreach. He takes residents out once a month to meet with teens in the community. He didn't grow up here, but the program's goals match his, and he has another reason for staying. His wife is from Riverside, and she's also a physician.
The connection with my wife is what brought me out here first, but it was the community and the identity of building something bigger than myself that I fell in love with.
Across California, other initiatives are also aimed at keeping physicians in areas where they are needed. Federal and state programs offer loan repayment to doctors who care for the underserved. For patients, having access to a doctor over the long term that they know and trust pays off.
Every time I come in, it was a different doctor.
Before Dr. Bajwa, Cecilia Jimenez never knew who she was going to see at the clinic.
So it feels good to just come and he knows what we're going to talk about. You know, not me have to explain to the doctor what I've been through.
At the end of their visit, Bajwa gave her a hug before she walked out.
Many programs talk about serving the underserved, but here the focus that the faculty have on actually taking care of the community and doing outreach in the community is just unparalleled, I think, and that was something that I wanted to be a part of.
Then he was off to a home visit for one of his patients who is now under hospice care. The family promised pupusas if he arrived around lunchtime. From Riverside, I'm Elizabeth Aguilera.
With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.